St. John Damascene, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, I think that today's Mass tells us what we do every day when we come to school and we assist at Mass. That is to say, well, we pray to God, and the heart of the day is coming to Mass and singing hymns to Jesus and to Mary and assisting at the Mass. And for our classes, we listen and we learn so we can be wise and know a lot of the answers of life and not make mistakes and things. And then, of course, we write. And most of you, if you're right-handed, well, you'd be writing with your right hand. And when you come to church, you see all of the beautiful statues all around you in church. Those are all things that we're thinking about today at the Mass. The stational church, remember, in the old days in Rome, what you would do, you would have a procession to lead you into church with the litany of the saints. We'd sing that, remember, for Rogation days and 40 hours and things. And the only thing is you'd go barefoot. Now today, because it's such a nice warm day, especially by the afternoon when they used to have these masses in Rome, you probably wouldn't mind going barefoot. It would be sort of fun to go barefoot into church, wouldn't it? But imagine if it were a cold, wet, rainy day, as we had last week. That would be a penance, and the people did those extra prayers for penance. Our stational saints today are called the Four Holy Crowned One. And it's actually a big group of saints, and some of them were sculptors, and they made statues, and then they were masons, and they worked with stone. And the emperor wanted them to make statues of himself as a god, and they said, no way, we won't do that, because that's making an idol, and that's forbidden. And so for that, they were put to death by being cast in the sea. Well, we're thinking about them today because today we're honoring a great saint, and his name is Saint John of Damascus, or Damascene. That's the capital of Syria. And he said and explained very beautifully that we Catholics have statues and pictures in our churches, not to worship them, but to help us to worship our Lord and to honor Our Lady and the saints better. So we're thinking about statues today, too. And then we're thinking about wisdom today, being wise, because we have an interesting story for an epistle from King Solomon, and he is the symbol of being wise, knowing what the will of God is in all circumstances of life. Well, King Solomon had a case that was put to him once. People, if they had a problem with each other, they could go to see the king. St. Louis, the king of France, did the same thing. Well, they went to see the king, they did, these two women, and they were very poor women, and they were actually leading rather wicked lives. And as it happened, they both had a baby at the same time, and one of the babies died during the night. And then the other woman claimed that her baby, the one that was alive, was taken by the woman whose baby had died. It's a little complicated, doesn't it? And switched them. But in other words, that the live baby was switched for the dead one during the night. And they were arguing it about, and one was saying, no, that's mine. Mine is a live one. And the other one said, no, mine is a live one, and yours is the one that died. And they couldn't agree. And so they went to see the king, and King Solomon listened, and he said, bring me a sword. What was he going to do with a sword? And he said, chop the live baby in half. Give half to that one and half to that one. Well, everybody thought. And there was a silence. And then the woman said, whose baby really was alive, oh no, she said, spare my child's life. Give my baby to that other woman, but don't kill him. And the woman whose baby had died during the night, who was just doing this out of spite, she said, nope, not for me and not for thee. Let the baby be chopped in half, as the king says. And the King Solomon, in his wisdom, said, the woman who's the real mother, she's the one who wants her baby to live. You give the baby to her. That's a symbol, children, of the wisdom of our Lord and of Holy Mother Church, and how she always gives us good laws and always helps us in so many ways so we can one day be happy with God forever in heaven. Now, the other thing the church is thinking about today for Solomon is he built a magnificent temple. And in that temple, they offered up the sacrifices of the Old Testament. Now, our Lord, in the gospel today, towards the beginning of his life, he went into the temple and he saw all of these people who had set up little stands and shops and things like that. It was like a mart or a bazaar. And they were selling things that were offered up in sacrifice, animals that were to be offered in sacrifice. But the people were cheating each other and arguing about prices and things like that, and our Lord didn't like that one bit. He said, you're supposed to be quiet in church, and you're supposed to pray. You're not supposed to be arguing and fighting, and look at all that dirt from the animals. This is not right. Take all that stuff outside. Get out of here. And he made a whip, and he drove them all out. Well, the people that were making money off of that, including the priests, they didn't like that. And that was their first idea of hating our Lord, because he got in the way of their making money. But our Lord didn't care. He drove them all out. So that's the Lenten Mass. And today we're honoring the Saint John Damascene. And he was a saint who explained very well that we should have statues and pictures of the Blessed Mother and of the saints, because they help us to pray better. No, we don't worship them like pagans do. We have the right understanding. He did that so well that he was denounced by the emperor. His name was Leo the Isaurian, and this emperor wanted to get rid of all of the statues and the pictures from church like the Novus Ordo does. And because of that, he was falsely accused, the saint was, of being a traitor. And who was he falsely accused to? To the Muslim caliph or ruler. You see, St. John Damascene and his father before him, they were in charge of tax collecting in the city of Damascus for the Muslims, because the Muslims didn't trust each other, but they said, Christians, they're honest people. They don't cheat and steal without money. So, and they couldn't trust the Jews either for that matter, but so they hired Christians to be in charge of all of the revenue they collected. And so he had a very important position. And one day, his ruler, the Muslim caliph, gets this letter from the Christian emperor saying that he is not only cheating him, but he's revolting against him. He's a traitor. And so St. John defends himself very beautifully. And the Muslim ruler thinks, well, you might be right, but the Muslims are very cruel people. And he says, well, to be on the safe side, chop off his right hand. So they chopped off his right hand. That's what Mohammedans do. They do a lot of chopping off of things, sometimes of heads and sometimes of hands, I think. And they hung the hand up outside. What was John Damascene going to do? He went home, and it was all bandaged, you know, so he wouldn't bleed to death. He went home, and he prayed at his family altar in front of a picture of the Blessed Mother. And he said, Blessed Mother, you know I've always tried to defend you and your son. Please heal me, and if you do, I promise I'll only use my right hand to write for the faith and to write for your honor and glory. Well, Our Lady appeared to him, and she said, you will be healed. And so he got the hand at night that was hanging up on one of the posts of the street, and he brought it back. And during the night, the angels came, they put his hand back on, and all you could see was around his arm was sort of like a red bracelet where it had been put back together again. There was a beautiful miracle. Well, when that happened to John Damascene, although he was very talented with money and things and taxes, he gave it all up, and he became a monk in a monastery near Jerusalem. And he was always studying and writing about, not only about religion, but also about mathematics. He was very good in math and science and astronomy and music. He wrote beautiful hymns to the Blessed Mother. But the abbot of the monastery thought that John was a little bit too proud, and he was too worldly, and he didn't like this idea of people singing hymns in church. He thought everybody should be just quiet. You shouldn't sing hymns. And so as his penance, he told him one day, John, he said, Brother John, you have to pick up all of the grounds of the monastery by hand. Use your right hand to do it. Well, that meant pick up all of the droppings from the animals, because then they had to use animals for machinery, in effect, you know, to move things and to plow the fields, and they had to use horses to get from one place to another, and then animals, if you ever have them, you know, they're always making a mess, and they're not very particular about where they make the mess, so someone had to use to clean it up. Well, he was told to, even though he'd been a very powerful man, he was told, you clean that up and just use your bare hand. And he did. He didn't complain. He never questioned his superior's orders that were given to him. He did exactly what he was told, and he picked it all up with his bare hands. As he was doing that, the Blessed Mother appeared to the Father Abbot, and she said, don't treat my son like that. Everything he writes is in praise of me, and those beautiful hymns, you should be singing them to honor me. And so he told him later on, the abbot did, I'm sorry I did that, Brother John, and I promise I won't ever give you a job to do that again like that. So if you ever get a job that you think is horrible and unbelievable, never complain, children. Just go ahead and do it, because the Blessed Mother will take care of you, and everything will work out in the end. Well, that's a little bit about St. John Damascene and a little bit about today's Mass. He lived to be a ripe old age of 104 years, and he was one of the ones who passed on knowledge, because he listened, he studied, and he wrote very well about all of these things. Even though the Mohammedans had destroyed the libraries, he kept the knowledge going, and eventually those books, they went to the West, and St. Thomas Aquinas and St. Isidore of Seville and others got hold of them, and all of the knowledge of the ancient world was passed on through a great saint like St. John Damascene. That was truly his wisdom. So that's what we do in school, isn't it? That's what we do in school. We're passing on knowledge. We're singing the praises of Jesus and Mary. We're learning to write and to write well. We're learning to obey. And even though some days those things may be difficult to do, when we come to Mass, we get so much strength from Jesus and Mary and from our communion that we're able to do it. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.